Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. Good to have you here. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, May the 28th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Hong Kong no longer an autonomous region, according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He says the Chinese communists have imposed new national security legislation, destroying the rights of the people. Number two, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spiraling into a deep, dark abyss for ordering COVID patients into nursing homes. Now it's revealed he made a deal with nursing home execs to protect them from liability and took a massive campaign donation to do so. Oh, yeah. And number one, while the whole Democrat Party is falling apart and President Trump enjoying record high approval ratings from Gallup, Nancy Pelosi is keeping her eyes on the prize, the biggest prize of all, the ability to steal elections with mail-in ballots. That's number one on the list. We'll get to all of that, but first, Minneapolis. Riots in the streets of Minneapolis. Protesters took to the streets to condemn the death of George Floyd. George Floyd, 43 years old. If you haven't seen the video, I'm surprised. It's tough to watch. Four officers arresting Floyd, one keeping his knee on the man's throat. He died as a result of that. And the video, like I say, very tough to watch. There's no real explanation for it. It's bizarre, frankly, other police officers just standing there. And George Floyd died. But the reaction in Minneapolis is inexcusable. Riots in the streets, burning auto parts stores, Target stores, stealing televisions and vacuum cleaners. I'm not quite sure that has much to do with justice for George Floyd. But the place blew up last night, out of control. Mayor Jacob Frey reached out to the governor, Tim Walz, to deploy the National Guard of the city. The mayor's office too busy to respond to reporters' questions, but the videos on Twitter and on Facebook, very telling of the violence in the streets of Minneapolis. People are injured, gunfights, armed men. The looting is what I never quite understand. How does stealing a television set and a vacuum cleaner convey getting justice for a man who was who died at the hands of police? How is that justifiable? That's where I get lost. A fatal shooting late Wednesday night connected to the looting at a pawn shop, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune. The store's owner reportedly fired the shot. Police said one person was in custody as looters were repelled by those with weapons. And in fact, in some places, men with long guns showed up to protect stores from looters. That's why the Second Amendment exists, right there, to protect people, their property, their livelihoods, their neighborhoods, all of it. Floyd, 46 years old, died in police custody, and a citizen's cell phone video showed an officer kneeling on Floyd's neck for almost 8 minutes as he eventually became unresponsive. Floyd was pronounced dead at a hospital. Police had responded to an alleged forgery taking place. A forgery. Writing a bad check. The officers were all fired, by the way, earlier this week. We'll keep an eye on what's going on in Minneapolis. It's a mess. The riots also spreading to Los Angeles. Also spreading to Los Angeles as they take up the cry to, well, loot in the streets, I suppose. It's embarrassing. At any rate, back to our top story now. Nancy Pelosi not losing sight of the big prize here in the wake of COVID-19 and the pandemic. By the way, we've got some startling numbers for you coming up here. Numbers that are so telling and so important that it'll have you demanding we open up the country immediately. And it comes from Forbes. We'll have that in just a moment. But Nancy Pelosi, the patron saint of government handouts, is ready to become the patron saint of voter fraud. Saint Nancy wants voter fraud to be legalized, regulated, and normalized. Why? Because that's the way the Democrats can remain in charge for the rest of, well, the rest of your life and mine. It's the hope. You see, you keep hearing Democrats say this is a big opportunity. We just passed the 100,000 Americans death milestone, if you believe the numbers, which, yeah, I can understand if you don't. But a lot of Americans have died. The majority of them in nursing homes across this country, but they've died nonetheless. And Nancy Pelosi wants to parlay that into an ability to affect the outcome of elections forever, frankly. I want you to hear it. It's bite number one with Nancy. Bite one talking about what a big opportunity it is. Go.
The fact is, as a former chair of the California Democratic Party, I can tell you Republicans have always enjoyed much success with vote by mail. The absentee ballots have never been a good moment for us over time. So they know how to use the mail for their voting. And there's no scientific study that says one party or the other benefits from it. But this is now a health issue. We talk about saving the lives, testing the livelihood, the economy, and the life of our democracy, vote by mail. Now people have to choose between their health and their vote. That shouldn't be the case. We should always be removing obstacles of participation to the vote. That is the sacred right of our democracy to vote. Remove obstacles. But at a time of a health of a pandemic, even more important to give people an option that is not a risk to their lives as well.
It's life and death, you see. Either we get vote by mail or it's life and death. Of course, the president came out and said there's a lot of room for voter fraud here, and the Democrats went crazy. But within a couple of days of that being said by the president, a mail carrier arrested in West Virginia for doing the exact thing that I discussed as a possibility here on this program weeks ago. Because it occurred to me, if you're a mail carrier, and I'm not taking shots at mail carriers, I love my mail carrier. She's wonderful. Cindy is her name, and she does a great job. It doesn't matter. But I know that if there's a mail carrier that sees a sign in my yard they don't like, or a sign in my neighbor's yard they don't like, and they can be left or right, it doesn't matter. And with all the early voting, if they see mail-in ballots coming in, they're going to say, well, I don't like that one. Set it aside. And then it finds its way to the nearest dumpster. And over the course of a few weeks, a few votes here, a few votes there, you've affected the election. You have created and conducted voter fraud in the most egregious of ways. And if you don't see that as a possibility, you're not being honest with yourself. Yes, we've had vote by mail for years. Right now in Nevada, though, you have ballots piled up in storerooms, on the floor, because they don't know what to do with them. The ballots came back and they believe they're spoiled. So all of these mail-in ballots have been discarded, I suppose, and ended up on the floor. All right, so the DTE Common Sense Hotline, open for business, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Russell checking in from Westchester, New York on this Thursday. Russell, what's on your mind?
Hi, Steve. I abhor the rioting, too, but civilians rioting is a way of demonstrating that the lack of control that the police demonstrate towards a civilian who passed bad money is reflected by the civilians. And I think we're being pent up. We got a lot of bad things coming, Steve. But thanks for hearing me out. Bye-bye.
Greatly appreciated. All right, so it's a reaction of the people not controlling themselves the way the police didn't control themselves properly. Still don't understand how that gets a TV and a vacuum out the door. The No Panic Zone is here. We'll be right back.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.